about it, but the one thing I'll say about this whole fiasco on this Corbett thing, and I can't go into it a whole lot without stirring up another hornet's nest, but I will say, I don't know why anybody on that side wants me involved if I'm going to be told what to do. You know what I mean? And
so, this is between me and you, and me and you only.
Mm-hmm.
What you can tell me? Brother, I ain't got a soul to gain. I ain't got nothing to gain by telling anyone anything. So, if there's something you can't tell me but you want to tell me, feel free to tell me.
Well, it's not even so much that. I think at this point, after being, coerced here at, the end of the week and sending that other email out, I think I'm probably out of it at this point. And as far as any legal thing that may come my way, I've been assured that I'm covered on it on their end. But the one thing I will say is I didn't get the email. I got a phone call about an email that was sent stating that, and SCA agreed with me, that they were pissed off, or, the client was pissed off because I didn't give them a chance to review and approve the estimate first. I said, well, that's not what an RTA is about. What do they mean, review and approve their estimate? I don't get it. Review and approve the estimate.
An RTA is literally...
negotiation process if somebody else is going to approve the estimate. And they know that SCA should be negotiating with now where they fucked up is by not negotiating this in-house and using a local guy, because they don't like to use local people with local shops, just to remove that whole bias thing that, people may or may not bring up. That's why they always use somebody from out of state to negotiate, which, whatever, that's...
Which explains why Alex is on the one for Nationwide.
What's that?
That explains why Alex is the one dealing with Nationwide.
Exactly. That's why Alex is dealing with the one on Nationwide. And I think he deals with all of them when it comes to the negotiation process, just because when I got that award letter that they said that had to be signed first so that estimate would be binding, when I opened it up and looked at it, the pre-filled form already has Alex's name down as the appraiser, and I had to take that out of there and put my name on it before I sent it to Larry, knowing that he wasn't going to sign it and send it back with the estimate that, I was told to write. And everybody at SCA agrees with me, there shouldn't be anybody in behind the scenes threatening or telling me what to do or this, that, or whatever, but it is what it is. And
so you changed it specifically because Safeco told you to.
In a sense. And I mean, as far as anything else goes, I was told it could affect the volume for every state in the union, so to speak, with this particular client. And I was like, well, why am I even involved? It's stupid. There's no point. Why am I being in the negotiation process? If somebody else is going to be telling me what to do.
They basically strong-armed you into rewriting it completely.
What's that?
So they basically strong-armed you into completely rewriting it.
More or less, yes.
Did they threaten your fucking franchise?
No, they can't really threaten my franchise. I mean, Safeco can't. And SCA didn't either. It's not like they said, oh, well, we're going to pull your contract or nothing. They really can't because of that. They know what they screwed up was not negotiating it in-house. but as far as the volume for that particular client, let's just say, reading between the lines, that they could have pulled their account from every single franchise owner and vendor in every single state in the country. You see what I mean?
So, okay. So basically, Safeco threatened to pull their account from SCA.
They didn't come right out and tell me that.
They might as well.
If you read between the lines and interpret what I was told, then yes. The way it was interpreted to me, so... there you go. I tried to do the right thing.
I had no doubt. Brother, I didn't think this had anything to do with you. That's why I didn't call you right away saying, what the fuck, you motherfucker. That's why I didn't bother with it. Because you wouldn't have worked with me on the last couple ones the way we did had... No.
Yeah, I know. And I was just telling an AVP at FCA about it. And he's on my side with it, you know, as far as why I did what I did. But it's coming from the quiet.
But you already agreed. There's no such thing as a right to appraisal agreement letter. Not in her policy. I have her policy right in front of me. And literally, according to the Department of Insurance, they're already involved in it now. They said, if it does not say it in the policy, it literally cannot be done. So if it says in the policy, you know, the right to appraisal clause agreement has to be signed in a letter to make such and such blah, blah, blah binding, then yes, that can be done. But if it just says two competent third-party appraisers come together in agreement, that is all that has to be done. Whether it's written or verbal, it does not matter.
Well, and I look at it like this. The FCA agreed with me. My AVP there said, you know, you did the right thing. You tried to do the right thing. You got the email saying you're doing the right thing. That's why legally, if something does come back on me, it really won't. My ass is covered on my end, so to speak, with everything on that side of it, because I tried. It's not like you and I've been, you know, sparring in the ring trying to get this figured out, you know? I did the right thing. I uploaded this estimate. I did this, that, whatever. And then when you see a constant cut, all of a sudden, after an agreement's made, you see that drop in the dollar amount. Something's obviously up, you know? So, I mean, at this point, I wish I could do more, but I can't. There's nothing else I can do about this. The client's been specific. They want to go to court. They want to fight it out in court. And, all right, well, there you go. So, I tried to avoid that.
I can't believe they fucking flat out told you they want to go. They are that stupid.
Well, yeah. I'm going to write a book one day.
They're going to lose. They're going to lose their ass.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're probably right. You still there? I'm kind of going in and out here.
No, I'm still here. Yeah, I mean, Larry wanted to name you as part of in the lawsuit, and I that's what Larry called me last night. That's what I was doing. I was calming him down. Because he was pissed off about the whole thing. And I'm like, well, I mean, let me talk to Jason and find out what he was actually doing first. And then let's not make any harsh decisions yet. Let's not call anyone. Let's not do this or do that. So let me call Jason first and talk to him. Because for every human being in this world, there's a rhyme and a reason. And it probably wasn't him doing it.
Yeah, it wasn't like I just saw those and said, looking for a loophole and change my mind. I'm not like that, so. But yeah, that, you know, there was a lot of arm twisting there, and I was arguing for a couple days to the point where I felt like I was going to have a heart attack over all this shit, you know? So.
Brother, you could always call me at any point in time.
Yeah, I know.
I could have alleviated your heart attack right then and there with one phone call. To one person.
Yeah.
Now, granted, there could have been a major backlash with Safeco and SCA, but, I mean, to alleviate your fucking health, all you needed to do was call me.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I wish I could do more.
I know.
Point, but
hey, don't stretch.
It's
don't.
Obvious that they're not allowing me to do even what I was hired to do. So, all the trouble and all the time and all the everything put into this particular file, just to be told what to do at the end, just that's what gets me the most. It's like, what was the point of me even being involved if I was going to be told what to do? Because that's not how the whole process is supposed to go.
No.
You know.
So Safeco told you that you have no worries whatsoever.
Well, and not so many words. That's coming from FCA because I got insurance and
Yeah.
You know, back charge protection and things like that on this one because they, you know, this, you know, I'm not really too worried about that part of it because, like I said, I tried to do the right thing, and I'm kind of being controlled by somebody else, so if they ever got to that point, I can defend myself pretty well. Well, I think I'm not used to covering my ass in my life because this is all part of being an IA is you got to cover your ass first. I don't, but, you know, I made sure if somebody, if something starts to come my direction, that I got everything in place to show that, hey, I tried to do the right thing. I tried to follow the process. It's somebody else that's forcing this to go this way and also violating the, you know, the way it's supposed to work.
Just make sure your documentation. That's what I. That's the whole reason I wanted to call you before this regional person called you. So I wanted to make sure because document. I mean, you know all too well. Documentation is everything.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure you had all your documentation in order to show that you were okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course I do. I learned that a long time ago. You know. If it's not in the diary, it didn't happen. Even if it did happen and you didn't put it in the diary, it didn't happen.
And so, in a court of law, if a repair shop goes before a judge, if it's not in the estimate, it did not happen.
Yeah.
That's the same deal. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Well.
So, hey, man, I hate to cut you short. I got this vehicle owner calling me.
So. No, you're fine. I'll give you a shout back around lunchtime. All right, brother. Bye.